This is a big day. We've known each other for over a quarter of a century. He has been with Deborah for over 35 years. Between the television program and the radio program, Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents, we've been together for a quarter of a century, and this is our first ever program together. It doesn't get any better than this to start the new year with the president and the chief executive officer of Deborah Heart and Lung Center, the distinguished Joseph Giorcella. He has, as I mentioned, he has been at Deborah Heart and Lung Center for more than 35 years in positions of increasing responsibility. He is the president and the CEO. He held various positions at Deborah during his tenure. Prior to that, he has a great deal of executive management experience. He has his MBA from Wagner College, his BA from Villanova University, which I love, and notable among President Chiarella's achievements is his pivotal role in developing affiliations and joint ventures with other South Jersey healthcare systems. We'll be speaking about that in just a few minutes. He was recognized recently as a driving force behind the business in South Jersey Biz Magazine. Currently, key relationships include Lourdes Medical Center Emergency Department at Deborah, as well as a partnership with Cooper Health System known as Hero Care Connect, which provides vital medical services to active duty military personnel. I love that. We talk about TRICARE and some of the other programs. This Hero Care Connect is awesome because I've always believed that the people that serve and put it on the line for our country should be treated with dignity upon coming back from service. This provides vital medical services to active duty military personnel and veterans, and Deborah is dedicated to expanding its role in the community to address the underserved medical needs of the residents of Eastern Burlington County as well, and Joint Base McGuire-Dix-Lakehurst. It is my pleasure to welcome to Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents the President and the Chief Executive Officer, Joseph Giorcella. Mr. President, welcome to your program.
Good morning, Harry. How are you?
I am very well. Happy New Year, Mr. President, and I've really been looking forward to our program. A lot of content that I know you're going to be sharing. Let's get right into it. Before we step into the new year 2020, give you an opportunity to talk a little bit about 2019. I know that it ended well for Deborah Heart and Lung Center, and you had some affiliation announcements and also a capital campaign announcement. Tell us about it.
All right. Well, it was a very exciting year. Actually, I think the biggest announcement we had in 2019 is that we're now affiliated with the Cleveland Clinic. They've been recognized for the last 25 years as the top heart program in the country by U.S. News and World Report. And we're very excited about this affiliation. It's an opportunity, really. The staff here have had great success with the quality of what we do, patient experience, but we're not willing to sit on our laurels based on good results we've had, and we're very excited about working with Cleveland Clinic to even further improve what we're doing, processes, protocols, outcomes. We're pretty excited about this affiliation.
So in other words, it is a game changer for patients, staff, and the community, isn't it?
Absolutely. For this region, I think it is a game changer.
Let's talk about the capital campaign. What's that about?
All right, so, you know, from my perspective, what I've learned over my time in this career is that along with great outcomes and a good experience, the three things patients want are private rooms, internet access, and they want to get out of the hospital as quick as they can. One of the things, only about a third of our rooms are private rooms now, Harry, and I think part of one of the main objectives of the capital campaign is to raise funds for a construction project here. In the hospital world, it's a pretty nominal construction project, about $50 million. But we're trying to raise funds to convert the entire facility to all private rooms. We'll have about 90 private rooms when we're done. And this really, you know, for the hospital staff, it's not a VIP situation. It's really more about controlling infections, providing privacy to patients and families. It really is what's expected today when a patient enters the hospital. So that'll put us in a good position. The campaign is called DeBoer 100, and it really is titled after our upcoming 100th anniversary in 2022.
Oh, I love it. And for our listeners, you can visit Deborah100.org to learn more about the campaign. I know you know this over the many years that we've been together. We take calls all the time. It's not a rarity. People that have called the program to say, DeBoer Heart and Lung Center saved my life. We've had people that have said that, that have issues with heart and other disciplines that DeBoer is famous for. Already during your program, I received an electronic communication from a patient of DeBoer that is so excited and overjoyed about what you just shared, because they've been working with the Cleveland Clinic for a very, very rare issue that Cleveland Clinic is one of the few that can handle it in the entire country. And when they just heard you speak, the DeBoer affiliation with Cleveland Clinic, you just made their year. So it's just amazing. I know you know this as the president and the chief executive officer, but so many people in our state, in our communities, they really appreciate what DeBoer Heart and Lung Center means as a specialty hospital. And I just wanted to share that with you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Harry. Yeah, as I said, we're pretty excited about that affiliation and bringing some of what Cleveland Clinic offers right here to this region. So hopefully that we'll be able to help that patient in the future.
And I'm sure you will. And because they feel like it's now a home game. They were dealing with DeBoer and they were dealing with the Cleveland Clinic, and now they feel that they've got one home base. So it really gave them a great deal of comfort, and they wrote that into the program and wanted me to share it with you. A very special woman that is your patient. I mentioned a moment ago, DeBoer is a specialty hospital. President Joseph Chiarcella, the president and CEO of DeBoer, is our guest this half hour. Are there any types of new advanced therapies, programs, anything that you'd like to talk about?
Absolutely. I think, one of the biggest challenges for the baby boomers born between 44 and 64 is they're living to ages that their parents would have never imagined.
It's true.
Now, that's a good thing, living longer. The downside of that is hearts do wear out over time. And in our field, that is typically called heart failure. And that ranges from stage 1 to stage 5. Stage 1 is mild, usually managed by a cardiologist with just medication. At stage 5, you probably need some assistive procedure of some sort. And one of those assistive procedures is a device called an LVAD. That's a left ventricular assist device. If you can recall, Vice President Cheney had one of these.
Yeah, yep.
As he made his transition from his heart failure to the LVAD device, and ultimately he got a transplant. And the LVAD device has two roles. It can be what's called a bridge to transplant. That's what Vice President Cheney had. Or it can be a destination device. You can live the rest of your life with this device. And it's simply a pump that gets implanted in your chest by a cardiac surgeon, and then you wear two battery packs and you have a controller on the outside that you wear. And it essentially takes over for a heart that has failed. We started doing this last April. We're on number 11, the patients have seen, all the patients did well, and they've all seen their quality of life go up significantly. Their shortness of breath, their inability to ambulate, all that gets resolved, and they can go pretty much back to their normal life prior to encountering heart failure. So it's pretty exciting stuff.
President Chiarcella, isn't it incredible? You think about, Vice President Cheney, he had his first heart attack when he was in like his early 30s. It's incredible, the advancements, isn't it?
It absolutely is. The technology, these young physicians are developing and bringing to patients is just amazing. We've seen that. Think about it. When you had heart surgery, when I came to DeBoer, you were in the hospital for 2 to 4 weeks. They're going home in 3 to 4 days now after heart surgery, having just as good an outcome, if not better, than those patients who used to spend almost a month in the hospital. It's just amazing.
We're talking about one of six programs in the state with President and Chief Executive Officer of Deborah Heart and Lung Center, Joseph Chiarcella. This is Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents, and we're doing a review of some of the topics that we're going to be covering throughout the new year of 2020. So heart failure, and we have discussed that as recently as the, I would say, either the end of the third quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter of the previous year with Dr. Colpreet Barn, and very, very important topic. I don't even dare try to pronounce this one, so I'll use the acronym ECMO. What is that, Mr. President?
Right. The folks here refer to that as ECMO. That's extracorporeal membrane oxygenation.
Uh-oh.
Essentially, that is the same technology that is used in the operating room when you have open heart surgery. However, they found another application for it. So patients who've had life-threatening infections or multiple heart attacks end up in what's called cardiogenic shock. Essentially, you're not pumping enough blood through your lungs, or your lungs have suffered some sort of compromise. And this pumping device and the oxygenation cycle they use essentially, in some cases, it replaces your heart and lungs for a period of time, or it'll just assist them. If you're working at lower levels of capacity, it will enhance the capacity. These are gravely ill patients. They're on this therapy on average for 3 to 5 days. Some of those patients, you know, I think nationally, the success rate of patients surviving through this and on their way to recovery is only about 1 in 3. The staff here, and I don't want to give you any statistics right now because we're still collecting data, but we're having better outcomes than the national statistics in terms of these patients surviving these gravely life-threatening condition. So we're pretty excited about that. We started doing that again this year, and as I said, we've had some really good outcomes.
We're going to take the one and only break that we take during the Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents program right now. We're going to be back in just over 2 minutes with the president and the chief executive officer of Deborah Heart and Lung Center, Joseph Chiarcella. Other topics that we're going to be covering, mitral valve disease, we're going to talk about that next with the president, back in just a few minutes.
Early in the morning, WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and WPGTalkRadio.com. Listen to Talk Station.
Thank you very much. Thanks for waking up early in the morning. We're at 18, almost 19 minutes past the hour, 24 degrees as you begin your morning. And it is my pleasure to present this morning the president and the chief executive officer of Deborah Heart and Lung Center, wonderful hospital. In so many disciplines, we're going to talk about just some of them, but there's so many different things, and we'll be talking all year on the monthly basis, typically on the first Thursday of every month. With the new year, we went to the second Thursday this month, but typically the first Thursday of the month. We move it somewhat based on the doctor's schedules and so on, but we do a good job communicating, so you know when the program is taking place. Joseph Chiarcella is the president and the chief executive officer. He is starring on the program today. And I teased it right before the break, Mr. President, mitral valve disease. This is something that a lot of people deal with, mitral valve problems, don't they?
Correct. I think we all know from our high school biology, we have 4 valves in our heart. The mitral valve is one of them. And as we age, one of two things can happen. The valve can either become what they call stenotic, which means it's clogged partially, or it can leak, and which means that when your heart tries to pump all the blood out of the chambers, some of it regurgitates back in. So prior to this year, we had a lot of things we could do for the aortic valve. Just starting this year, we have brought online a whole set of therapies for the mitral valve. So we have the ability to repair the valves. Previously, they would get replaced. Now, surgically, they can repair the valve. We have a new device called a MitraClip, which they can insert in the cath lab, which means it really isn't heart surgery. They're doing that through the big blood vessels in your leg. And they can put this clip in, and it realigns the leaflets of the valve to either deal with the clog or the regurgitation, the leak I talked about. And the last thing they can do is they can actually pass a new mitral valve up through those big blood vessels in your leg into your heart and replace the valve without necessarily having to have a full open heart surgery, which is great for patients who really aren't healthy enough to really be good candidates for a classic open heart surgical procedure.
It's an environment now where in days gone by, this was major surgery, now turned into a procedure.
Correct. Absolutely.
Incredible.
Pretty exciting stuff.
Wow. Now, we'll go to the next area, adult congenital surgery. And I know the medical director, Dr. Lynn McGrath, very, very well. Talk about this.
So, for patients who as children had cardiac anomalies they were born with, they will often have one or more cardiac surgeries as children to correct those issues. Later on in life, they sort of outgrow those corrections and need further heart surgery or heart procedures, but now they're adults, so they're also faced with disease that the rest of us get. So these are very complicated cases. You're dealing with the congenital problems they were born with, and now you're dealing with heart disease of aging. So we put a team together to help provide both the procedures and the surgery that these patients need. We're one of only three centers in the state doing this. I think that it's just like the patient that contacted you during our discussion. Previously, patients would have to travel for this procedure. Now they can have it close to home, and we can help manage these patients to a successful outcomes with a good quality of life. So it's pretty exciting stuff. I think Dr. McGrath is an expert in this. He's done over 13,000 heart surgeries over his career, and now he's director of this program, and I'm pretty excited about the fact that we're going to be able to help these patients.
President Chiarchella, that's exciting news. Very, very excellent. President Chiarchella, talk about thoracic surgery.
All right, so thoracic surgery has evolved. If anybody in your family's had that or a friend, you realize that these patients previously had large scars from what is as big a procedure to correct for either lung cancer or other issues patients have with their lungs. A lot of that now can be done minimally invasively with just two or three small incisions around the lung on your chest, and they're able to do this. And again, what used to be a 2-3-4-6 week recovery, a lot of these patients walk out of the hospital the next day after having these their lungs resected using this minimally invasive procedures. And we brought a new surgeon on, Dr. Joseph Kostick. He trained at DeBora back in the 80s. He was here practicing for a while. He left, and now we got him back from when Hahnemann closed. We're very lucky to have him back. He's highly experienced and well-regarded in this area for being an excellent thoracic surgeon.
This one, I think, is... Go ahead. Please continue.
Oh, go ahead. So as you said, we're taking what used to be major surgery and using this technology to turn it into basically a high-end procedure.
Yeah. And I think it's so important to note, and you did a moment ago, there's very few programs in New Jersey handling these types of complex cases. So it really puts DeBora Heart and Lung Center not only on the map, but really one of the few places that can do some of the incredible things that you do.
Yeah, definitely positioned us to be a regional center for this stuff.
Excellent. This is important that you take whatever time you need to take, Mr. President, to explain to your listeners why DeBora partners with other institutions. For people that wonder, why does DeBora do that? What's your thought process, the realities behind that?
So over the last 10 years or so, we've seen this tremendous consolidation with these large systems. DeBora has opted to take a different path and work with independent hospitals as partners for each of those individual organizations, including DeBora, to retain its identity and not be swallowed up by these giant systems. I think there's some advantages for patients who can relate with sort of their hometown or their regional hospital. We have several really exciting partnerships. One minor correction when you shared my bio at the beginning of this. We have an emergency department at Deborah that we host. That transitioned from Lourdes, which you shared with your audience earlier, to the Capital Health System. That happened last June. So that I need to update my bio. Sorry for that discrepancy.
I will take the responsibility for that mistake. Thank you, sir. Thank you for that.
But Capital Health has a licensed emergency department here at Deborah. We host it. This part of Burlington County for years was designated as a medically underserved area. And even though Deborah wasn't going to go into the practice full scope of what a general hospital does, we realized that the population in this part of the county deserved the same level of care as everywhere else. So we initiated a program to bring an emergency department to Pemberton Township. It serves not only Pemberton Township, but also the adjacent military base. They have no emergency services on the military base, so the staff and the families that live there have ready access to an emergency department here on our campus.
Wow,
so
that's
we're
big.
Pretty excited about their partnership.
That is big, isn't it? That's important. That is an important service to provide to them.
Yeah, they do about 16,000 to about 20,000 visits a year. So
Wow. It's
a busy place.
Yeah.
And that volume would tell you for sure that this part of the county was underserved.
So I know we mentioned the Hero Care Connect, and that's awesome. So the Cooper University Healthcare Hero Care Connect. And was there anything more you wanted to share about the Capital Health aspect, the Satellite Emergency Department, or did you cover that satisfactory?
Yeah, I think with that satisfactory, I think let's move on to Cooper. So we're very excited about a program that DeBoer started called Hero Care Connect. For anyone that has been in the military or has a family member or a friend that spent time providing service, and we're very grateful for the sacrifices these individuals and families make while they're serving our country. But they're transient. Every 2 years or so, they get moved to a new base. It's very difficult for them to maintain relationships with physicians that they need for their health care. And we recognize that having about 50,000 active military and family members living on Joint Base McGuire, Dix, Lakehurst. So we came up with a program called Hero Care Connect. It's a concierge 800 number that active military and their families can call, and we guarantee them an appointment with a physician in 24 to 48 hours. Realizing that Deborah only does heart, lung, and vascular disease, we wanted to be full service, so we partnered with Cooper University Healthcare to offer this program. And virtually any specialty service, the base provides primary care, but any specialty services, cardiology, OBGYN, dermatology, surgery, anything, general surgery, anything you can think of, we guarantee these active military and their families access to these practitioners in 24 to 48 hours. We've had great feedback based on it, and now at least while they're here in this part of South Jersey, these active military and their families feel like they have a medical home they can rely on by calling this number and getting the care they need. And we're doing about 9,000 to 10,000 calls a year, and we're scheduling every single one of those calls in 24 to 48 hours.
Terrific. So well deserved and so well delivered. And congratulations to DeBoer Heart and Lung Center for being that outlet for our military who have given so much to us. It's terrific. You are listening to the president and the chief executive officer of Deborah Heart and Lung Center, Joseph Chiaricella. This is Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents. We're discussing the year ahead and a lot of the programs that we're going to be doing in the months that follow. And in terms of the evolution of healthcare, Mr. President, healthcare is becoming more focused on care outside of the hospital, community health based. How does Deborah fill that need in your estimation?
Well, we feel that need in a number of ways. I think, especially the younger generations like Gen Xers or millennials, I think they've they've become accustomed to instant gratification relative to all the technology they have at their disposal, their cell phone, the internet. DeBoer is responding to consumer expectations. Not everybody wants to drive to Browns Mills to see a DeBoer physician, especially if it's just an evaluation you need, or you just need your medication adjusted, or you have a new symptom perhaps. Not all of that warrants a drive here, so we now have eight regional offices staffed with physicians who are on staff at DeBoer. It's an independent physician practice. It's called DeBoer Specialty Physicians, and they're located throughout Burlington and Ocean County. So it gives patients more ready access to docs who are on staff at DeBoer. As I said, not every health issue warrants a drive all the way to Browns Mills. So we have that set up and running. We do quite a few screenings in the community. We do about 10,000 patients through 60 to 70 screenings annually. They're mostly in Burlington, Ocean, and Atlantic counties. And we're looking to expand that into Mercer and Monmouth County this year. They're able to get their blood pressure checked. We have cholesterol screening there. We have a lung screening device. And patients get an opportunity to talk to providers and caregivers about their family history, about their lifestyle, so to speak, relative to their diet and exercise. And they can get sort of a baseline screening at that point. So we're doing quite a bit of that. As I said, we'll have done 10,000 of those in 2019.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Nope. Time is yours.
That's fine.
I was going to say I knew how fast this program was going to go. We're in the final couple of minutes. This is not a gratuitous plug. I really mean it. I don't want to take a moment, and then we'll get back to another very important question for the president. I want to thank Lewis Clark, his team, for their great partnership, for the wonderful show prep that they do, and it's an incredible team that you have working for you, Mr. President, and I just wanted to say that to you.
Yeah, I'm very excited about the team we work with here. Every day I come into work and I'm energized by the great things they're doing. So thank you for that plug, Harry.
No, it's my honor. This sounds like Captain Obvious, but I've got to ask it of the president. Why is quality care so important in healthcare?
I talk to the staff about this all the time. I mean, you know, I think we're an upside down organization. You know, quality and patient safety are first. And what I talked to the staff about, why would anybody ever come here if they didn't think they were going to have the best possible outcome, and even more important, that they would get injured while they were here because somebody gave them the wrong medication or they had the wrong procedure in the wrong place, or worse, the wrong patient gets the wrong procedure.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that's an expectation, and we're on top of that. I think secondarily, if you don't treat patients very compassionately, and very sincerely, you know, what I tell the staff is, if you piss patients off, why would they ever come back?
Yeah.
And then lastly, yes, we're good stewards of this organization. We're hoping to make our 100th anniversary. We do need to worry about finances, but we have that inverted pyramid. Quality, patient safety are first. Patient experience is second. And yes, we do worry about our finances, but it's at the other end of the pyramid from a lot of organizations. So it's all about quality. The patients should expect the best possible outcome and safe care everywhere they go. We're big advocates of it here.
And Mr. President, how would you say DeBoer's quality ranks?
Actually, we do very well. You know, from patient experience, we're number one in New Jersey, top 10% in the country. We're ranked in the top 7% by the Society of Thoracic Surgeons, which is a well-respected rating organization. And we've been rated 5-star by Medicare 3 times in the last 5 years, which puts us in the top 8% in the nation. So, you know, I'm very proud of the work the staff do here every day. I said I'm very energized by them, and I don't lose sleep at night worrying about the care that patients are getting.
And if you did,
CEOs lose a lot of sleep at night, but I don't lose any sleep about the quality of the care our patients are getting.
And I'm glad you don't, but if you did, you have a sleep diagnostic center that has done incredible work. And for our listeners, That's not just to be funny. We will do a full program later in the year on the great work that you do. Somebody that I know very, very well that was not having restorative sleep in his life for decades. Now, folks out there that just put your head on the pillow and you fall asleep rather quickly, it's not relatable. But for people who have a great difficulty sleeping, and if you don't get restorative sleep, as you know, Mr. President, that can send you spiraling in terms of your health in many ways, your heart and all kinds of things. So that's just one area that we really didn't even get a chance to speak about during the program today. Let me turn it over to you for a closing comment. Put a cap on anything you'd like to close with, then we'll share how our listeners can learn more about Deborah Heart Lung Center. Closing comment, Mr. President.
Very quickly, thank you for the invitation to spend time with you and your listeners this morning, Harry.
Love it.
We're here and available for patients. They can visit us online at demanddeborah.org, or they can call 800-555-1990. And we'll help them address any health need they have relative heart, lung, or vascular disease.
We knew you would not disappoint, and you have not. I've thoroughly enjoyed our time together, Mr. President, until we meet again.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. That is Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents. We will be back. I have breaking news in two counties next. Thanks for waking up early in the morning. We'll be right back.